Florida law. Ask an attorney. Just give him a call.
This is Ask an Attorney. All about Florida law with attorney Joe Pippin. If you have a legal question, call Joe right now in Tampa. Call 813-287-5700. Anywhere else, toll free at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. The law office is open. And now your host, Joe Pippin.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open. Good morning again. And if you have a legal question, we're here to help as many people as we can in their 50-minute run. And straight through, no commercials, if you've never realized that. We have no commercials on this show. It's just me opening up and running for 50 minutes, straight minutes, and answering your legal questions and talking about legal topics. So again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. It's February the 29th. So that only happens when every 4 years. So we have an extra day this year to help you. And we're here in, live in the studio. We're broadcasting from Tampa today. And if you listen to the show, you know we broadcast either in generally either in Tampa or Jacksonville. And today we're in the Tampa area. So if you have a question, doesn't matter where you are, by the way, you have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. We've gotten calls from many different states, people who listen to or watch on their computer or have it on their phone where they can access the show, and you can certainly listen to it in multiple ways. We also have a YouTube channel where you can watch, and you're also, you could be watching the show today. When I'm in Tampa, we broadcast live, streaming live on WeBeam TV, WeBeamTV.com. And we're also streaming live on Facebook. So you can visually watch and listen to Ask an Attorney all about Florida law. We do that every other Saturday morning. And so today we're in Tampa. 2 weeks again we'll be in Tampa. And we stream live on WeBeam TV, Facebook Live. And again, there are lots of ways that we post the show on our YouTube channel. And there are lots of ways you can, and there are bits, what we do is we slice up the show during the week and post the most interesting questions and the most helpful questions. We post them live on different websites as well. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, Ask an Attorney all about Florida law. You have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. Let's go to Stan in Nocatee. Hey, Stan.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Great. And you?
I am doing well so far.
I think, you know, Nocatee is why I wanted to have an office in Jacksonville. There you go. Because used to come up there and we'd do take the exit off of 95 that goes right through Nocatee. And then I learned this is probably the fifth fastest growing community in Florida. And I said, hey, I need to be on the ground floor of this growing community here because it's this. Pretty cool. So that's what we've done. Pretty much had a lot of clients come in from Nocatee. But thank you for calling.
Yes, yes. It's spreading like wildfire at fire out here. My question this morning is we came in and saw you, and we got all set up with trusts and wills and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in Florida for about 3 years. And prior to that, I was in Ohio, and I always had an umbrella policy on my insurance.
Right.
And up there, umbrella policies are rather dirt cheap. They're, you know, $100 and change for a $2 million umbrella. Well, down here, a $2 million umbrella policy is probably about $800. And
yeah, $600 to $800 is pretty much a range, I think.
It's pretty crazy down here. And what I really want to know is does having my accounts and everything set up in this trust give me any protection, whereas maybe I don't need that umbrella policy?
Well, I think you still need the umbrella policy. The living trust, the benefits of the living trust like you have are that it avoids probate, it avoids guardianship, it's quick, easy, fast to administer upon death, saves your beneficiaries lots of money and lots of time. takes care of you if you become incapacitated before death, and it's a private document. The if you ask me, could you do a trust that gave you asset protection, the answer would be yes, but that would be an irrevocable trust. And most clients don't want to do that because then they lose control of being able to do anything they want to with their own assets.
Okay.
Now, there are some assets in your trust that creditors cannot get to, like your homestead is protected. Some other assets that you have that are protected are insurance and annuity and retirement accounts in the state of Florida.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably a lot that you have that creditors can't get to. But your checking, savings, investment accounts, and in a trust are not asset protected. But, you know, the purpose you did the trust was to avoid probate, avoid guardianship, and so forth.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, had a senior moment and forgot what I was going to say. So why are trusts umbrella policies so high in Florida? It's, and normally it's a no-brainer. It's dirt cheap insurance, but down here it's rather very, very expensive insurance.
Yeah. Well, most people, I would say $100, I would think of it that $100 was extremely cheap, and I don't know why it was so inexpensive where you came from. But in Florida, I'm just used to it being, $500 to $800 somewhere in there, and my thought is that's pretty reasonable for the great benefit you get. You have $1 million or $2 million protection over top of your normal car and home insurance for asset protection.
Uh-huh.
And to me, that's worth it just for the peace of mind. I never even thought about it being real expensive because I didn't consider that being expensive. But and I'm not quite sure, what kind of your other rates and things are in the other state as well. So, I don't know. But, Stan, thank you for calling. I hope that helps you.
Okay, yes, it did. Thank you.
All right, thank you. All right. You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. The law office is open for your call. We want to help as many people as we can in their time here this morning, and all you have to do is to call the toll-free number, 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open. Let's go to Doug in Tampa.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning.
All right. It's great to hear you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I am interviewing for a renter, and I'm hoping that they might have three times the income in order to be able to afford a rental. And I'm curious about what I can or cannot ask them over the phone during that initial discussion as far as probing questions without being discriminatory.
Just ask them for a financial statement. I wouldn't ask any particular question that they might think you might use that one answer to not let them be the renter. I would just ask for a financial statement. Tell them you want to see a financial statement to assess whether you think they're going to be a problem paying you. And just period. Just leave a very broad question as opposed to, what's your income? You'll see it on the financial statement without asking.
What about credit questions?
You can tell them you want to run a credit report on them, so you're going to need their social security number and so forth. You can ask them that.
Any other background information I can ask during that initial conversation?
The main problem is probably discrimination questions you could ask. You can't ask anything about things like that. Like if you ask a question and they were a non-white person or from some nation or something, you can't really discriminate that way. Or sex,
okay.
Or gender, or any of those type of things. So you can get in trouble on discrimination, but that's the most common problem when people get in trouble on these things is some discrimination area of law.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I'll just go ahead and listen. Thanks.
All right. Very, very good. Thank you. Hey, you're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. Again, I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney. If you have a legal question, we're over 10 minutes left in the program, have about 40 minutes left. plenty of time for you to call. You have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673. Hey, this past week I was a speaker at a place called Four Lakes. Nice community with a nice nice country club type of building. And what I do when I get invited to speak to groups like that, I've got an upcoming talk this week in Sola Vida, a community called Sola Vida. So I go in and give a presentation. This week's presentation at Sola Vida is going to be on asset protection. And last week at the Four Lakes and the previous week at Indian Rocks Baptist Church, we talk about just general estate planning and take questions from the audience. So if you have a need for a speaker, there's no charge for me coming to your group and giving a presentation. Some of the presentations are 20 minutes plus questions. Some are a little bit longer. But whatever you need in the way of a speaker, I love to do that. I love going out at least once a week speaking somewhere at some group or church. Or I had another activity this week where I went into a business, and they had a lunch and learn program. So they had two different groups. They had a group from 12 to 12:30 and 12:30 to 1, and their employees who came in and had lunch and enjoyed a listen and learn program. So if you have a need for any of that type of activity, I'd love to do that. There's no charge. If you want to contact our office to arrange something like that, your church, your community, your business, lunch and learn type of program, all you have to do is call our office number at 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. And we would love to set that up. If it's available on my calendar, I would come. I've had several very nice large groups in Jacksonville that have used me to come in and speak to groups and so forth. The size of the group, by the way, I said large. The size of the group doesn't matter. Some of these groups are like 20, 30 people, and others, I did a Sunday morning service one time at a church for 5,000 people over three services. So, but the size of the group, I love the small groups as well as the large or medium-sized groups. The group size doesn't matter. Again, if you want to call my office to get this arranged, you have a toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. I wanted to tell you that, the people in Haines City that listen on WLVF, which is 90.3 FM, the program's not being carried there today. And the reason why it's not being carried there today is because they're having their annual telethon weekend. They do this once a year to raise money to support the station for the whole year. So I'm sure they might be talking about me a little bit there today, though, during this hour. Yesterday, I was there and helped them raise money. Every 8 o'clock on Friday mornings, I go help them with their telethon. We raised $10,000 in my 1 hour there yesterday. So, and they're running off and well. Let's go to Robert in Tampa.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
Good. You need a easier calling number to remember. Very difficult, that one.
Oh, the 877 number?
Well, the 877, it's the rest of them.
All right, but anyway,
I have a follow-up question from a couple weeks ago. I'm going to trial over a stupid chair. I'm sure you remember. But I asked you a couple of questions 2 weeks ago. So I got a motion for summary disposition pursuant to rule, blah, blah, blah. In other words, the bank is now saying, if there are no triable issues, the court shall summarily enter an appropriate order of judgment. So is this where the opposing side tries to take away my access to the court? Is a judge going to make a summary judgment?
So who motioned for that? The other side?
Yeah, the bank representing Wayfair.com. the attorney for the bank.
Well, let's. Well, I'm thinking what might have happened is there might be something that's in your petition that wasn't done properly. So they're going to ask the court because your petition wasn't presented properly to the court for some, whatever reason it might be. They want it dismissed. So I think.
Well, I mean, I answered their complaint fully.
Well, you're the one that filed the complaint, though.
No, they filed a complaint against me. I'm the defendant.
Oh, for non-payment.
Right.
Okay, I got you.
So they're asking for a motion for summary disposition pursuant to Rule 7.135. It sounds like they're taking away my access to the court and to have a trial over a chair.
All right, so if you got that and you reserve those papers, you need to object to it, and that's why... That's why when I think I remember telling you that if the other side has an attorney, your chances are diminished greatly in representing yourself because they're going to pull things like this on you, and you're not going to properly know how to deal with that either. And so,
okay, but even if I didn't, as a citizen of this country, and I'm entitled to a court hearing, a trial, you mean to tell me the judge is going to ignore, take away my access to having the matter heard?
All right. Is there a hearing to?
It's a trial date.
Okay. Yeah. So you. All right. So the date is still set.
Well, yeah, yeah. I got
right.
a notice
well,
from the judge.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
So you get to show up. The other side is going to say, Your Honor, this is we want to. We want this dismissed because and they're going to give a reason and you're going to object.
Okay, well, that's what they'll say. And, you know, they want an early disposition of the matter. They want it disposed of early. And it's like, talk about taking your access away from the...
Sir, when the court opens and you're standing there, the opening statement for the other side, the bank's going to be, we want... for the court to rule on a summary because there are no disputed facts in this case. And then you're going to object to that and say you need your day in court to present your case, and then the judge will make a decision.
Good, good. Joe, let's send them to hell.
All right. So anyway. All right.
Thanks
for calling. All right. All right. I'm not quite sure what that meant, but I'm not sure if that got bleeped or not, but hope so. But we'll go from there. You have a toll-free number, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open, and we are more than glad to be here to help you. If you'd like our free estate planning poster sheet, we have a full-size poster sheet that we give out lots of these every week. Whenever I have a speaking engagement, that's one of the handouts, and it's a full-size double-sided poster sheet. On one side, we have the five articles on estate planning, all about wills and trusts and the options you choose and what the cost of probate is and how trusts work and all of those cost of probate chart. On the other side, we have all of our office locations and local phone numbers. We have multiple offices around the state of Florida. We have offices. We have two offices in Pinellas County, two in Hillsborough County, two in Polk County. We have offices in Claremont, Leesburg, the Villages, offices in Trinity, Wesley Chapel, Zephyr Hills. We have offices from St. Augustine up to Jacksonville in that area, or use of offices in St. Augustine. If you have a need to make an appointment, there's no charge. If you'd like to get our free estate planning poster sheet, and get that one of three ways. You can call our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800. This is the office now, 226-3529. You can email me at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. That's Joe at attypip.com. If you would like to call the show, we're about halfway through the show. If you have a legal question, I'd be more than glad to help you. Phone lines are open right now. 877-943-9673. 877 So what happens if you open a probate estate, someone dies, and you are a beneficiary, and then the attorney dies during the middle of the process? So there's a case that came up for discussion about this, and what happens? Well, then you look at the will. Is there a contingent person named? Oh, the personal representative doesn't want to serve in this case. So, and the attorney dies during the middle of the process. So what happens? Well, you look at the will. Is there a successor personal representative named? And then that person would petition the court. You get the one person to resign. The successor personal representative can go hire an attorney because the attorney died and the case hadn't been transferred, and the new personal representative gets to choose basically who they want to and proceed with a new attorney. So the judge will authorize the person resigning and appoint a new person if they're qualified and proceed from there. And a new attorney would be assigned to the case. Let's go to Glenn in St. Petersburg.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. And you?
Doing fine. Joe, I listen to you on Saturday mornings when I'm up early getting coffee or walking the dog. And 4 years ago, my mom passed away, and I wanted to call this morning to thank you and your team for all the work you did on my behalf and my mom's behalf. And I also wanted to tell the listeners this morning of the value of the irrevocable living trust. My mom, before she passed away, changed her will, and we had everything, all the paperwork done, and I attempted to get a revocable living trust, but we never quite got around to it. And after my mom passed away, of course, her estate had to go through probate, and I really wished I would have pursued that because, I had three siblings that were very difficult to work with. That's an understatement. But your team, I went to you because I heard you on the radio. And I thought, well, I didn't get the revocable living trust, so I'm basically kind of screwed. But I came to you guys, and you sat down with my wife and I, and we showed you everything that we had done. And luckily, we did the first part correctly, and then the second part you guys executed flawlessly, and we were able to get my mom's estate resolved, and we moved on. But without your help and without your guidance, it would have been extremely difficult because, frankly, you never think of an attorney for your parents' estate or anything like that until after the fact, and then you think, oh man, now what am I going to do? But because of your guidance on the radio, I thought to myself, this guy knows what he's talking about. I didn't do the revocable living trust. I wonder if there's still hope, and there sure was. And you guys did a fantastic job. I want to thank you for that this morning.
Well, thank you so much. Your question might be the one that gets posted most often this week, your comments. So.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it is.
I really appreciate that. It's so nice to hear satisfied client, speak, especially on the radio. So thank you very much.
Not a problem.
When people call in and say, "Hey, you represented me," they start off saying, "You represented me so many years ago," and I'm saying, "Uh-oh, what's coming? What's coming next?"
Are they gonna
say something nice, or could it be something else? You never know. So,
I've been wanting to make this phone call for a long time, and just thank you for everything that you've done. And again, to reiterate to your listeners that I don't think it wasn't the fee, because when you think about it, I don't know, I can't remember how much it cost to do a revocable living trust, but it's worth its value in every sense. My brother and my sisters came after me. They told me that I had,
You saved thousands of dollars and lots of time, too.
Yes, exactly. I would have, across the board, for sure. But even with that, you guys did a great job. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for calling.
You and your team.
Well, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate it. All right.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, let's go to Jack in Newport Richey.
Yes, I have a question regarding real estate.
All right.
My wife and I owned our residence in both of our names. She passed away a couple of years ago, and at the time I had a Lady Bird deed prepared,
mm-hmm.
putting the property just in my name, and upon my death goes to my son.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we did that in order to avoid probate at the time.
Mm-hmm.
My question is this. When I die and the property goes to him, will his basis be the value of the property at that time, or will it revert back to the value when I purchase the property?
No, at time of death, the property will get a stepped-up cost basis.
It would get a stepped-up cost basis.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, the next question then would be this. Let's suppose that I passed away and he kept the property, say, for several years, and then he decides to sell it. How would a market value be established at the time of my death, since there was no probate proceedings that set up a value?
Well, I think it's pretty easy for an appraiser or a real estate person to establish the value of the property at the time of your death, even if they have to go backwards to do that.
You think that would be work?
Yes, sir. It wouldn't hurt, though, since you're aware of it. It wouldn't hurt to get the property appraised or have a realtor put on a piece of their stationery with the value of the property at the time of death.
That might be advisable, wouldn't it?
That would be good to have it in the records.
On my death, have an appraisal made so he can keep it, so that way there's no problem with it.
Exactly.
All right, sir. You've answered my question. I do appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin, practicing attorney here, answering your legal questions early on a Saturday morning. This is February the 29th, 2020. February 29th only happens every 4 years, so we have an extra day this year to help you. If you'd like to call in the show in the remaining 20 minutes or so, you have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. And phone lines are open right now, so we'd be more than glad to try to help you in any way we possibly can. So a lot of times clients come in, and let's say they have a minor child. So I go through a routine of questions I always ask people. So one of them, when I suspect they might have a minor child, will ask how old the child is. And so I had some clients this week with clients, the children were 7 and 10. So I'm saying, and they had wills. So I'm asking them, well, who's the beneficiary on, like, insurance? Well, they were each other and then the children. I said, well, that's going to be difficult to, when you leave money to a minor like that, you're kind of forcing a court guardianship appointment for the child, because the child can't give money directly to a minor child like that. So then we talk about some options, and then we roll around to the best choice for you is a trust, because the beneficiary, like on death, you say you have a life insurance policy at work that's 3 times your income. So your beneficiary is your child. That's going to cause a lot of court activity, getting a court appointed guardian for the child and then the guardian of the money for the benefit of the child. And you can avoid the guardianship for the money for the benefit of the child with a trust. So a living trust would be created. You'd make the beneficiary your spouse if you're married, if you want to, and then the secondary beneficiary would be the trust for the benefit of the child. And that would make things certainly a lot easier. Let's go to Les in St. Augustine, Florida. Hey, Les.
Hello.
Yes, how are you?
Just fine. I have a question. I inherited a cemetery lot from my parents. I live in Florida, and the lots are up in Maryland, Montgomery County. And I'm not much of a condition to be going up there and being able to handle it. I thought someone could handle it for you in the sale of it. And they keep telling me, no, you're going to have to come to the state of Maryland. It's something to do with the ethics laws and real estate or something. Is there any other way of handling it through an attorney or...
Well, you should be able to give them a power of attorney. You should be able to give a person a power of attorney to deal with that matter for you in Maryland. So your physical, if you can't make a physical appearance,
mm-hmm.
then you give a person a power of attorney, and it can be a very direct power of attorney, only dealing with the cemetery lots, or it could be a much broader power of attorney. But the way to deal with that would definitely be a power of attorney.
Okay, well, now the the place that has the lots, it's a pretty exclusive place, it's nice and everything, they say they cannot get involved with me to have a power of attorney because it's unethical in their laws there in Montgomery County or Maryland, whatever it is. And I'd have to either do it myself or that's where they left me hanging.
Well, why don't you call an attorney in Montgomery County and discuss it with them and ask them, is any way they can maybe possibly be involved or whether they can prepare prepare a power of attorney document that this place would accept.
Okay. All right, I'll try that.
All right.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, let's go to Rick in Sun City Center.
Good morning. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
I heard your compliments before by the gentleman that had all the work done, and he was happy with your work for him.
Yes, sir.
I wanted to add to it a little bit because I've been to your seminars in Sun City Center at the CFC, and they've been extremely complimentary as well. So maybe we'll add that compliment to your other ones and give you 100% today.
All right. Well, it's always the next call that comes in.
In the meantime, yes, I do have a question.
All right.
I have a considerable amount of life insurance in one policy, and I have four sons and the wife, and I've left a percentage each of the three sons, and I haven't left anything to the fourth son because of he's borrowing from the family now to establish a business.
Mm-hmm.
My wife will get 65% of the money, and I know it's tax-free at that time. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Life insurance policy?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's tax-free.
All right. All right. Now, after my wife gets it, if she was to go ahead and take some of the funds and forward it to my son afterwards, would there be a tax problem since it's no longer life insurance?
Well, your wife could make a gift to your son, and if it's under $15,000, it's not reportable to the federal government, IRS. If it's over $15,000, she'd have to fill out a state gift tax form, which is Form 709, and report that she gave more than $15,000. So let's suppose she gave $115,000. So she reports a $100,000 gift. She can elect not to pay a tax and reduce her lifetime exemption, a state exemption, which is $11.5 million. So she reports the $100,000 gift, elects not to pay the tax, and now upon death she can leave $11.4 million tax-free.
Okay. What about my son? Would he have to pay tax on that $100,000?
No, it's not income that has to be, tax has to be paid.
So she can forward funds from a life insurance policy to her son. It's still being a tax-free basis, am I right?
Yeah, if you follow the procedure I just set forth, it doesn't matter where the money came from, whether it's insurance or a CD or a stock sale or whatever.
Oh, I see. Okay. Thank you so much again. Look forward to seeing you at the CFC in Sun City one of these days.
All right, very good. Looking forward to it.
You got it.
All right, thanks. All right. Sun City Center, local radio station there, 96.3 FM, community station. It's about a 5 to 10 mile circle around Sun City Center where this station is right in the middle of all that. And love that station very much. They have an annual Ask an Attorney event where they invite all their listeners to come in and meet the radio staff and have meet the attorney that does the radio show, and they have a great annual event there. You always look forward to that as well. If you have a legal question, we have about 15 minutes left in the show. You have a toll-free number, which is 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open, and we'll be glad to take your call. You know, your question helps a lot of other people, actually, if you think about it. Maybe not only do you get a little peace of mind that you had something you've been wondering about, maybe you couldn't sleep real well even worrying about it, call in for Ask an Attorney, get a little information, maybe feel a lot better. Hopefully the answer doesn't make you feel worse, but at least you know. And your question, other people have the same thing going on, and they are being helped as well as you, hopefully. And all you have to do that is to call the show, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Phone lines are open, and we are more than glad to help you in any way we possibly can. Again, if you'd like the free estate planning poster sheet, be glad to mail it to you. I'll give you that here in a few minutes. Let's go to Linda in Sun City Center.
And about E-bonds and I-bonds, I have them in my trust. When I die, can the beneficiary, do they have to cash those out as and add as income, or how does that go?
Okay, so you said the bonds are in your trust?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, the trustee has the ability, there's language in the trust. Did I do the trust?
No.
Okay, well, in the trust that I do, there's language in the trust that says the trustee can distribute things in kind, which means they could determine the value of what has to be distributed to a particular beneficiary and give them stocks or bonds and distribute it in kind instead of liquidating it.
Yes.
So in a lot of trusts, there's an option to do that. Since I didn't do the trust, I can't say for sure that that option would be in your trust.
Mm-hmm.
But it isn't mine. So what can I say? I'm sure it's in a lot of trust.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You've answered my question.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
So I'm in the Sun City Center is one of the offices I go to every week. And I'm usually there on Wednesday. I had to change my schedule next week because of the speaking engagement I have and Solavita that I've talked about earlier, so I'm there on Monday. And actually, I do have a few openings this coming Monday, just because of how my schedule is there on Wednesday, so I went back a little bit sooner than I normally do. And if anybody in Sun City Center would like to see me on Monday, I do have a few openings, and all you have to do is to... in fact, since it's over the weekend, and if you want to come see me Sunday there in Sun City Center, I'll give you my cell number to call, which is 727-667-3967. 727-667-3967. All right, let's see, who do we want to go to? We want to go to Jamie in Tampa. Hey, Jamie.
Hi, good morning. My question is about capital gains.
Mm-hmm.
On a piece of property that I have. So I have a contract pending on it. And is the capital gains paid on the net from what I purchased do I subtract what I paid for the property? And can I also subtract any
improvements?
I mean, obviously commissions as well. I mean, before I pay the, how do I pay the capital gains on that property? Is it after it's the net of everything that the cost of the property and commissions paid for the realtor, et cetera?
All right. Let me tell you, I don't do income tax returns. Do you have a CPA?
Yes.
Yeah, so if you have a CPA, the best thing for you to do is just talk that over with your CPA. They'll know all the different deductions and ramifications and ins and outs and what you can do, and that's really an IRS CPA type of question, and I don't do tax returns as part of my practice. So I think you'd be better served with a CPA to answer that question for you.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm sorry. Well,
that's okay. No problem. All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
Let's go to Phil in Orange Park.
Good morning.
Orange Park is in the Jacksonville area. What can we do for you, sir?
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for the great work. You and your staff are outstanding. I have a question. I am coming into $200,000 soon on a commercial property sale within the next 6 months, and I am part of a trust, but I have my own revocable trust, but I do not have a bank account for that trust like a friend of mine does have.
Mm-hmm.
Do I need to set that up before I get the $200,000? Because I don't want the check to come to me for income-wise, and I'm not familiar with that at all on how to do that, roughly.
Well, if the check's going to be made payable to a trust, to your trust, Mm-hmm. You're going to have a trust checking account to receive and deposit it.
Right. Now, so I should probably open that just before I receive the check or something like that, or can I do that now?
No, you can do that now.
Okay.
You can open up an account, put $100 in it to get it started, then you'll have the account open and available to receive the bigger check.
Fantastic. And I can put the trust name on the checking account, correct?
Yeah, you take your trust into the bank.
Right.
And tell them you want to open a new trust account with, and here's the trust. The trust would probably just be your name, trust, you trustee, and the date of the trust. And just set up the bank account in that way, and then you'll be all set for when your check comes.
Fantastic. I'll do it next week. And keep up the great work. Orange Park loves you. Florida loves you. You guys are awesome.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
All right. You're listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. I'm Attorney Joe Pippin. We have about 8 minutes left or so on the show, and we have time for you to call. Phone lines are open right now at 877-943-9673. And phone lines are open, and we can talk to you in the remaining moments and be more than glad to. If you would like their free estate planning poster sheet, again, this will be probably the last time I mention this today, we'd love to mail it to you. A large double-sided sheet. If you are thinking about having your estate plan reviewed, or you're thinking about creating an estate plan, this would be great for you, and we pay the postage and send it to you. You can get it one of these ways. You can call our toll-free office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. Go to extension 200. You can leave a message there this weekend if you wanted to. 1-800-226-3529. You can email me your name and address at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. Joe at attypip.com. Let's go to Brian in Jacksonville. Hey, Brian.
Good morning.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. First time listener, first time caller. I just kind of stumbled upon the show, and I love it. So
great.
Keep up the good work, and we appreciate it. I have a question. My mom was kind of forced into early retirement. Her firm that she worked for was just kind of downsizing. And at the time, she was filing for Social Security, so she was kind of counting on some of the extra funds, being able to pay down some bills and stuff. Being forced into the early retirement, some of the bills didn't get paid. We've had she's had some creditors come after her. She did have to go to file for a credit card, and ever since then they've been hammering her pretty hard. I don't know if you'd be able to help me give you some advice, but they're basically just telling her that you know, that they're going to go after her Social Security. I don't know is that possible, that they can go after and garnish her Social Security wages?
No, that's one of the protected assets in Florida.
Okay.
So so your homestead's protected, your retirement accounts are protected, your Social Security payments are protected from creditors.
Okay.
That's under Florida. If you want to Google Florida Statute 222, you can read that for yourself if you wanted to.
Florida Statute 222, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, and I just know that, you know, like I believe that some of these creditors, you know, they'd like to throw out their threatening comments and scare people who may not know, you know, what the law is or whatnot. So, you know, she's an older lady, and that's the last thing I wanted to go through, you know. I mean, just, you know, been forced an early retirement when she'd been away for so long and she loved her job, you know. It's just, I'm sure it takes a lot out of her, and, But I really appreciate you taking my call and answering my question. I'm going to relay that to her because I know she's
If she gets a call from a creditor, well, the best thing to do is not answer the phone. You know, make everybody go to voicemail and then return the call. Or if you hear during who's calling you, who it is, and you know them, then pick up. But a lot of those, but if she happens to have to, she picks up and then knows a creditor and is talking to somebody, to tell the creditor to read Florida Statute 222. The only thing she has is Social Security, and they can't get to that.
Okay. Well, I know that you know, she did go to trial, and they were asking her, "Well, how much can you pay?" And she's like, "I don't have I can't pay anything. You know, her income has been greatly, greatly reduced. And now I guess she has to send some paperwork to this attorney that filed suit that, you know, basically I guess she picked up a debt from a creditor or however he did it, you know. I just want her to have, you know, a peace of mind. I know that she's got to turn all, you know, what she owns as far as her vehicle information to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something that's normal.
Yeah, because a car might be able to, force the sale of a car and take a car, but they can't take Social Security.
Okay, great. Well, I certainly appreciate you, and I will continue listening every Saturday.
All right, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, sir. Have a great day.
All right, let's go to Pauline in Point Brittany.
Yes, my name is Pauline LaPlume, and I'm having a problem with... I really don't even know how to express myself, but I'll try.
Okay.
My neighbor next door, who was 100 this year, she lives at the, Addington retirement place.
Mm-hmm.
And I was her neighbor here at Point Brittany. And so I went to see her one day, maybe it was last year. I think it was last year. Was this year?
Pauline, I'll tell you what, we're going to run out of time for your question because we're right at the end of the show. Would you feel more comfortable just calling me on my cell phone in a little bit?
I think I would.
All right. Yes. So you want to write down my cell number?
Yes, please.
727.
727.
667.
667.
3967.
3967.
Yes, ma'am.
Can I call?
You can call around 9. You can call around 9 o'clock because I'll have a few minutes to talk to you then.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
All right,
bye-bye. Let's go to Marion Parrish. Marion Parrish.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. My question is kind of generalized. You as an attorney, we have a lot of issues that have to do with state and that. My daughter lives here in Florida full-time. She's a resident. We are part-time residents. So we have homes in here and in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Now, with that situation, we're legally citizens of Pennsylvania at this point. Can you deal with us and with our problems of like estate planning?
Oh, yeah. I deal with out-of-state clients all the time. As long as you're in my presence, you know, I'm not dealing with you long distance to another state.
Yeah.
As long as you're in my presence, I have an office in Sun City Center right next to Parrish.
Okay, I know that.
Yeah, I'd be glad to meet with you.
Wonderful. Okay, you know, we have a lot of situations here. My husband's undergoing chemotherapy right now. We don't have a will, which I'm a paralegal. I don't do wills. I don't want to go through probate.
Well, I'm going to be in Sun City on Monday. If you want to, I'll give you my cell number if you want to try to see me then.
Okay, Monday?
Yep.
Okay. The number? I have your cell phone.
That's it. Just call me later on. I'll call you back, and we'll get you on the calendar for Monday. I have three openings, so we'll take care of you.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. You've been listening to Ask an Attorney All About Florida Law. We're here every week at 8 o'clock, and we'll do a live show where we can answer your legal questions and get you pointed in the right direction. If you want to contact our office, I'll give you the office number, 1-800-226-3529. That's 1-800-226-3529. You can email me at Joe, J-O-E, at attypip.com. Cell number 727-667-3967. Hey, you have a great, great weekend. Be safe. We'll be back next week the same time. So long.